This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Looks like we're going to have a very exciting hour. We're going to talk a little bit about why your kid doesn't like to eat their greens. And also, yet more evidence that dark chocolate is beneficial. Our number, 877-726-8255. We got a call from Stephen in New Jersey. Welcome, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Oh, good afternoon.
Yeah, it is afternoon.
Fantastic.
Right.
It's my wife. She's 75 years old. She's 120 pounds. She's 5'2". Most of her life, she's had high uric acid levels with no symptoms. This past year, twice, she's already had a gout attack that left her with difficulty walking. However, taking the modern medicine, Colchicine or Colocris, has helped her, and within 3 days, she's all right.
Yep.
The doctor now wants to put her on allopurinol, 100, and she prefers to be on non-medication, but some vitamins or whatever else you suggest. She has listened to you in the past. She's gone to Dr. Goodman for blood pressure problems, which he seems to have helped her, and she's also been to you a few times. So what can she take as opposed to taking allopurinol? Uric acid level this time, when she had the gout attack, was 7.1. Normally, it's around 6, 6 and a half.
It's not really that high. You know, that 7.1 is right at the threshold where you can get gout. So sometimes it's a combination of high uric acid levels and maybe a little trauma, a little injury. Maybe there's a mixed picture here because she has inflammation due to other causes. Sometimes that happens at age 75. And you can get what is sometimes diagnosed correctly or incorrectly as gout, because 7.1, you know, not that impressive. So, give me an idea of what she's eating, Stephen. What's her diet like?
Basically, she's followed a lot of things that you have suggested in the past. She eats no red meat at all, other than if I taste a hamburger, she has a little taste. Lately, she's been on a diet of a lot of vegetables and fish. And the fish she's been eating, some haddock, some shrimp, some scallops, but basically haddock or cod. But she eats mostly vegetables, Brussels sprouts.
That all sounds good. What's her intake of, is she having any soda? Is she having any fruit juice? Is she eating a lot of fruit? Any of those things?
And she doesn't have any diet sodas. She has basically seltzer.
Seltzer. But how about fruit? Fruit or fruit juice? Is she having any of that?
No fruit juice, but she has apples and oranges and clementines.
Okay. So here's the deal. The traditional gout diet restricts what are called purines. And purines, yes, they're present in red meat to a larger extent than in lighter meat, you know, white meat or light-colored fish. There are also certain vegetable foods that can raise your uric acid, including certain beans, also asparagus, interestingly enough. She's probably doing okay in terms of restricting those high purine foods, but sometimes you have to be a little careful about your intake of fructose or fruit sugar. So, you know, an apple, that's not a big deal. But, you know, having a lot of fruit, that could be a problem. We may want to also look at her glycemic index because there's, you know, association between high glycemic index foods, you know, even like pasta, breads, things like that, and the incidence of gout. I mean, she's normal weight, so she doesn't appear to be diabetic. So, you know, in terms of supplements that help, one, devil's claw. You know, I don't generally recommend it in osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, but it seems to be particularly helpful in gout. Higher doses of folic acid, or in particular folate, help to metabolize uric acid. Vitamin C seems to be helpful there, too. Cherry juice, but it should be unsweetened. Tart cherry extract, and it's really kind of tart. And you can have, like a quarter cup of that once, twice daily as an anti-inflammatory in gout. You know, if you're a patient of mine, I'm not sure I would put her on allopurinol because her levels are not that high. I mean, she had uric acid of like 12, 13 or something. Definitely she would need medication. What's interesting is that a newer medication for gout, which was supposed to supplant allopurinol, you know, new improved version, has shown up with some health risks. So doctors are going back to allopurinol, which has got to be like a 30, 40-year-old drug, to treat gout. And, you know, for emergencies, colchicine, which is actually one of the most ancient drugs around, used actually in ancient Egypt, can help you through a gout attack. The only problem is you take a lot of it and you get diarrhea. So there you have it. I mean, I think we might want to investigate if there's anything that is less desirable about her diet. But it sounds like she's doing a pretty good job. Monitor the uric acid. If your uric acid is below 7 or 6.5, it's very unlikely that you're going to have future attacks. Okay? All right, this item, and you always like to hear news about chocolate. I sure do, because I love my dark chocolate. And right now I'm having 92% dark chocolate. It's kind of an acquired taste, because some people find that a little too bitter. They're looking for more sweetness from their chocolate, but I've gotten used to it. I do it for medical purposes. You know, I don't derive any enjoyment whatsoever from it. I just do it for medical purposes because it's so helpful. New study, Fast Vision Boost from Dark Chocolate. Subtitle, small trial adds to evidence suggesting benefit of chocolate flavonoids. Researchers at the School of Optometry in San Antonio, they study eye problems there, found that eating a whole bar of dark chocolate appeared to give some people better vision within just 2 hours. Small study. It's in JAMA Ophthalmology, Journal of the American Medical Association. So pretty respectable medical journal. 30 participants without eye disease, they were healthy individuals, consumed dark and milk chocolate in separate sessions, and they tended to have better small letter contrast sensitivity right after eating the dark chocolate. Their improvement was greater with the dark chocolate than after the milk chocolate. And they say, quote, these results show that high and low contrast vision can be improved within 2 hours after consumption of a commercially available dark chocolate bar. They cite as potential mechanisms, whether it's an increase in retinal or cerebral blood flow or enhancing the bioavailability of oxygen and nutrients to metabolically active sites, they don't know. But there was improvement, and this adds to a wealth of information about dark chocolate. You have to admit that some of these studies are sponsored by the manufacturers of chocolate, Nestle's and Hershey's. They have underwritten a campaign to demonstrate how healthy chocolate is. But there's something to this. In the Archives of Maternal Medicine, they reported, this is an old study, daily intake of chocolate improves systolic blood pressure by almost 5 points, 4.7 millimeters of mercury, and diastolic by almost 3 points, 2.8, compared with controls. So that was certainly an improvement. And there's another study just out that says that dark chocolate reduces stress in humans, according to a new study. According to two new studies, dark chocolate can reduce stress and improve your memory. And that is due to the presence of cocoa flavonoids. The researchers say we've looked at the influence of dark chocolate on neurological functions from the standpoint of sugar content. The more sugar there is, the happier we are. But they found that it's not just the sugar in chocolate that's making you focus better. The higher the concentration of cacao, the more positive the impact on cognition, memory, mood, immunity, and other beneficial effects. So what's lighting up your brain, yeah, to some extent, you know, brain likes sugar, but it's a temporary quick fix followed often by reactive hypoglycemia. And long term, that's not good. So I'll tell you, for each intelligent medicine broadcast, I check in to the kitchen cupboard and have myself a couple of squares of ultra-high test, 92% dark chocolate, and behold the results. It's, you know, so much better with the dark chocolate. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for specific recommendations, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And just another thought on that previous call from a gentleman in New Jersey whose wife has high uric acid and gouty attacks. On a pretty good diet, pretty normal weight. And so I thought to myself, what other things may trigger gout? Well, it turns out that medication can sometimes trigger gout. And he did mention that his wife has high blood pressure. It's under good control with medication. It turns out that many diuretics used to treat high blood pressure or heart disease can elevate your uric acid and trigger gout. So too can something as innocuous as aspirin. Among supplements, high-dose niacin can raise your uric acid, so that's a concern for some people taking high-dose niacin, say, to lower cholesterol. And among other medications, if you have Parkinson's disease, you might be taking levodopa or Sinemet, which could also potentially raise your uric acid and trigger a gouty attack. So sometimes these facts emerge when we sit down with a patient and we do a detailed history and ask some questions. And maybe there's a specific cause. So here's an item that suggests why it is that it's so hard to get kids to eat their greens. You know, we tend to assume that little kids don't like to eat greens. In my family, we have a 2-year-old toddler who loves greens because he's been fed greens from the very start. You know, I have some influence. And he's been on a superlative diet where he loves his greens. So there's an article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this month entitled Variety and Content of Commercial Infant and Toddler Vegetable Products Manufactured and Sold in the United States. They did a survey, complete survey, of what's available. And what's available in terms of baby food may ultimately influence kids' exposure to the right kinds of food varieties early in life and ultimately may shape their tastes for a lifetime. So they looked at 548 vegetable products and they found that only 52 single vegetable products, none of which contained dark green vegetables or beans and peas. Red and orange vegetables most often appeared as the first ingredient. Typically, you'll find things like carrots and sweet potatoes, which are relatively sweet, and so they appeal to a kid's sweet tooth. And so it's thought that they're more easily accepted than bitter vegetables that require repeated exposures to enhance acceptance. But believe you me, if you give a kid these green leafy vegetables early in life, they'll be okay with it. They'll cultivate a taste for the green leafy vegetables, which will carry on later towards adolescence and adulthood. So in the article, they conclude that the commercial baby food market in the United States does not appear to provide caregivers with an adequate selection of products to facilitate children's later acceptance of the kinds of vegetables they will encounter and be encouraged to consume once they've transitioned to table foods. There was also the notion that one potential strategy for improvement could be the development of an expansion in commercially available palatable versions of infant and toddler vegetable products that contain significant amounts of dark green leafy vegetables, but that are not overly sweetened by the inclusion of fruit and fruit juice concentrates, which we know can contribute to overweight and ultimately higher risk for childhood and adult obesity. So, you know, this article is very interesting to me because what they're talking about is the commercial baby foods, as if that's the only way to feed your kid. You know, go and buy, you know, Heinz baby food or Gerber baby food. But really, what you need to do is why not take the time to prepare these foods and maybe puree them and prepare them in such a fashion that little kids can consume them. And instead of relying on the commercial marketplace, which we know is skewed towards sweeter foods, absent the benefits of a variety of green leafy vegetables for which we want kids to cultivate a taste. Well, what's wrong with that approach? Take a little more time, parents, grandparents, and your kids will end up eating better. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255 if you want to check in with a question. And here's an inexpensive, safe way to combat autoimmune disease. And it could be as near as your kitchen cabinet. But first, let's talk about something that can help you with fatigue. If you suffer from frequent fatigue, here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be due to age or illness or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. We just interviewed a doctor who told us about the principle behind NT Factor. It's lipid replacement therapy. Lipids are an integral part of the mitochondrial membrane, and they become depleted and they wear out. NT factor repairs these damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. You've heard me talk for a long time about Propax with NT factor. That's a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested traditional therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT factor. So Healthy Aging was born. That's the perfect addition to your current supplement regimen, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And there's a special offer for a limited time. When you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking NT factor for years. I can vouch for its effects. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, want to know an inexpensive, safe, easy way to combat autoimmune disease? This is fascinating. Drinking baking soda may help reduce the destructive inflammation of autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. Whoa. So my first thought was, does this have to do with the acid base or the acid alkaline hypothesis, which is that if your body is acidic, that's not good, so alkalinize your body, and that's going to help inflammatory and degenerative disorders. And yeah, maybe that has something to do with it, but it appears the mechanism is different. Researchers at the Medical College of Georgia report in the Journal of Immunology that when rats or healthy people drink a solution of baking soda, that's ordinary sodium bicarb, it becomes a trigger for the stomach to make more acid to digest the next meal. Okay? So it's actually, by giving you something alkaline, it has you making more stomach acid, and in turn, cells in the spleen are downregulated when it comes to their overactive or overexuberant immune response. So you're tamping down the immune response somehow when you stimulate the stomach to produce acid. So drinking baking soda, the Medical College of Georgia scientists think, tells the spleen, which is part of the immune system, it acts like a big blood filter, it's where some white blood cells like macrophages are stored, to go easy on the immune response. And that's a very simple, elegant approach to autoimmune diseases. And I think I'm going to start recommending that to patients who come to me with conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, scleroderma. This could be helpful. The only problem is when you drink a big dollop of sodium bicarb, you can get a lot of sodium. And too much sodium may affect some people's blood pressure. So, this research is a promising way that we can, in a simple manner, modulate the immune system and turn down the volume on an autoimmune response and reduce inflammation. Very, very interesting study. And I hope it bears fruit in subsequent research. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I've gotten a lot of calls about the new shingles vaccine. It's called Shingrix. And Shingrix is designed to replace Zostavax. And prior to Shingrix, Zostavax was the only game in town. People would call me and I'd say, I don't know, I'm 50-50 on this. I'm concerned because of the potential for side effects, but shingles is bad. So if you think you're likely to get shingles, then maybe it's worth taking the vaccine. It was recommended for everyone over a certain age. They push these vaccines for older individuals because older folks do get more shingles. The problem is the very people it was supposed to help didn't work so well for. Older people with very suppressed immunity, or people who are on immunosuppressive medications, They didn't get very good response to Zostavax, ended up getting shingles anyway, so I wasn't too crazy about that medication. It now emerges that there may be some serious side effects associated with Zostavax. And problem is that the manufacturer, Merck, and its owner, Bayer, because Bayer just, I guess, took over Merck, incompletely warned consumers about potential side effects. So there's a lawsuit. And here's the update. In an attempt to prevent shingles, some patients may have unintentionally contracted the virus from their shingles vaccination. You see, Zostavax is a attenuated virus. It's kind of had the starch knocked out of it, so it's not supposed to cause you to get shingles. But people with very suppressed immune systems might have been more likely to contract shingles from it. That is not a problem with the new vaccine. The new vaccine is completely synthetic and runs no chance of giving people shingles. That's the Shingrix vaccine that's now recommended. And pretty soon you're going to see nobody taking Zostavax anymore, no doctors recommending it anymore. These lawsuits are part of a class action that alleges that Zostavax side effects can include shingles, chicken pox. I mean, you're getting shingles from the very thing that's supposed to prevent shingles. Chicken pox, rashes, hives, headache, fever, nausea, joint pain, muscle pain, and eye disorders, including a devastating form of blindness called necrotizing retinitis. I don't even like the sound of it. Some plaintiffs allege that Zostavax caused other serious complications like hearing loss, paralysis, brain damage, and fatal liver failure. Uh-oh, that's not good. So, yeah. The court documents allege that Merck noticed in the late 1990s that the vaccine was falling below the 95% efficiency requirement necessary to sell the vaccine. Instead of improving the vaccine, Merck allegedly tinkered with the clinical trial results, which two whistleblowers say they were asked to help carry out. Correction, this is actually another vaccine that Merck is being accused of marketing unethically. That's the MMR vaccine, which we're now seeing some people getting these infections, which we thought were had been disappearing. So whistleblowers in Merck are now saying that the MMR vaccine is less effective than what it was billed to be. So Merck facing action on two of its vaccines, Zostavax and the MMR vaccine. And, you know, again, a lot of people will say, oh, Dr. Hoffman, you know, you're doing the public a disservice because you're an anti-vaxxer. You're undermining public confidence in the vaccine program, which has been an incredible boon to the populace and has prevented all kinds of devastating diseases. And I agree. Vaccines are a modern miracle, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop researching vaccines and their potential side effects in an attempt to improve them and increase their safety. And perhaps think twice about all the vaccinations that we're giving simultaneously. Another story just out. Combining multiple childhood vaccines not safe, according to an article in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons. This is the idea that when a kid goes to the pediatrician, it's such a rare event that you actually get parents to comply and take the kid for the pediatric visit that, you know, give as many shots as you can, because that may be your best chance of getting the kid vaccinated. So we get these combo vaccines that have, you know, four, five, six different things in them. It says here, multiple childhood vaccines are often given at one visit, but contrary to the claims of public health officials, there is evidence that this practice is unsafe. According to research journalist Neil Miller in the summer issue of the Journal of the American of American Physicians and Surgeons. Although CDC recommends polio, hepatitis B, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, rotavirus, haemophilus, type B, and pneumococcal vaccines for 2-, 4-, and 6-month-old infants. This combination of 8 vaccines, administered during a single physician visit, was never tested for safety in clinical trials, Miller writes. And through a survey of the Bayer system, the vaccine adverse reactions database, it was determined that infants who received several vaccines concurrently are significantly more likely to be hospitalized or die when compared with infants who received fewer vaccines simultaneously. So in infants receiving 5 or more vaccines concurrently, 5.4% of reported reactions were fatal, compared with 3.6 in those receiving 4 or fewer. So while these reactions are admittedly rare, doesn't mean we should be asleep at the switch and offer blanket approval to every vaccine that comes along and shoot our kids up with massive doses of multiple agents without some further investigation of the potential consequences. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, we talked earlier with Dr. Stephen Hellshine about the benefits of the Zona Plus for high blood pressure. And we've got a special offer to share with you. The Zona Plus, if you didn't hear that segment earlier, is a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's a device that you hold in your hand, and if you use it for 8 to 12 minutes a day for a period of just a few weeks, you may see a dramatic reduction in your blood pressure. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of use. So, want to find out more? Go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to the website orderzona.com. That's orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at orderzona.com. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at orderzona.com. Now let's talk to Chris from Wisconsin. How are you, Chris?
Hello, doctor. How are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
I'm a longtime listener and occasional caller, but I just had a couple of questions for you this morning, sure. Or this afternoon, I should say. You had your special guest on about the Zona Plus.
Yes.
First of all, I was going to ask you, can somebody that doesn't have currently high blood pressure use that without any harm?
Well, you can use it. The question is, why would you go through the trouble? I mean, I guess there may be some benefits in terms of prevention of high blood pressure, improvement in circulation. I guess it's more designed for people who are motivated because they've been told that they need to take medication. You know, that would be an impetus to consecrate a few minutes a day to yet another task. You know, you got to... wash your hair, shave, brush your teeth, floss your teeth, and, the routines add up.
Okay. I guess my other question was, I'm starting a little self-proclaimed exercise program of my own. Like, I just walk up hills and so forth, and I've added some isometric exercises. Somebody told me if you're not careful, that can develop a high blood pressure, or is it bad for your heart?
Yeah, isometric exercises. What are isometric exercises? Well, we know what aerobic exercise is. Aerobic means, that you run or swim or cycle or walk and your heart rate goes up, but you're not really pushing hard. In an isometric exercise, there's a little bit of the factor. I'm trying to demonstrate a grunt. And, when you grunt, you create what's called a Valsalva maneuver. And the Valsalva maneuver, can transiently raise your blood pressure. And that's okay. Unless, God forbid, you've had a recent stroke or you have an aneurysm that's about to burst. It's okay to transiently increase your blood pressure because things that, go up must go down. And ultimately, you compensate by normalizing your day-to-day blood pressure when you're not lifting things or pushing hard on objects or doing a plank in yoga or something like that. Those are isometric exercises. Unless you have a contraindication, such as, you've had strokes before, or TIAs, or you have an aneurysm that you're keeping an eye on, then maybe you want to cool it on isometric exercise. What are you contemplating doing? What's your isometric regimen going to be?
Well, I was just, I've been going on the internet and I see these various instructors, they do with the hands, they push the hands together and they
You don't need a lot of equipment. You can do it very easily by pulling your hands apart or using a bands or something like that. These are easy to do and they're actually beneficial for circulation and blood pressure, but they will transiently, during the duration of the exertion, raise your blood pressure. Then your blood pressure will come down and normalize. So don't worry about it. Hey, thanks for calling. Thank you very much for calling. I just want to mention that there's a petition underway by Pete and Jerry's Eggs. They say that eggs should be able to make healthy claims based on modern science. Did you know that eggs are prohibited from making a healthy claim because they are high in cholesterol? They're wonderful sources of protein. They include choline and vitamin D. Cholesterol has been relatively exonerated in recent research. But yet, the American Heart Association confers its healthy heart designation on breakfast foods like Cheerios, but at the same time withholding recommendations from good old-fashioned eggs. And eggs, in recent studies, have been exonerated when it comes to being a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. I personally consume, I would say anywhere from a dozen to 15 eggs per week. I get a little panicky when there's less than half a dozen eggs in my refrigerator. Got to go out and get another dozen. So it's high time. As Pete and Jerry argue in a petition to the FDA, that the use of this designation for eggs that's not healthy is inconsistent with modern science and should be updated to allow a health claim for eggs. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for podcasts and articles, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. There's lots more information there for you, intelligent medicine listeners. Have a great weekend.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.